everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know, a show empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And it's so great having you join me today for another fantastic conversation. You'll be so happy you're listening in. And I want to be sure to let everyone know that I actually have two programs on Progressive Radio Network now. If you haven't been listening into my new show, The Love Code, you can listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Or what you can do is just go to my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know. Like me there, and I put up both of the shows. I put up The Love Code and also What Women Must Know. I post both those shows there, so you're sure to get the shows every week. That way you won't miss out at all. Or you can always go to my website, which is drcherylselman.com, and opt into my newsletter, and I send those shows out every week as well, in addition to lots of other great information that I like to pass on to everyone. So be sure to take advantage of all the great guests, all the great inspiring, transforming information that these shows offer you. And there's nothing more valuable in life than getting empowered with truthful information. So we're going to be talking about how to get empowered with truthful information today regarding your eyes. Our eyes are under so much stress. It's like everything in our environment is challenging our eyes. And we're just seeing an explosion of eye diseases, and these conditions are affecting people at younger and younger ages. So we're going to be exploring today natural solutions for preventing and healing all eye conditions. And I'm so excited about this topic because I see the eye issues happening all around me and how it really limits people's ability to function in the world. So my guest today is Dr. John Hache, who has been on my show many times before. John is such a wealth of information. And let me just share a little bit about John, and then we'll jump into our topic. So John is a graduate from the Quebec Institute of Naturopathy and completed his studies in homeopathy. He also graduated from Quebec's leading school of herbology, where he became a member of the Quebec Association of Phytotherapists. Other trainings included microscopy and cryotechnology and stem cell research from Cryotech Labs. He received his doctorate in natural medicine and is a registered member of the World Organization of Natural Medicine Practitioners. After founding two naturopathic schools, John continues to lecture on the principles and application of homotoxicology, homeopathy, and naturopathy through Canada for different professional organizations. And since 2000, John has lectured extensively throughout Europe and North America on the use of interactive neurostimulation, as well as instructing neurotherapy and biofeedback certification boards, and is currently the president of the Biofeedback Association of North America. John is always a wealth of fantastic information. I learned so much from John, and today will be no exception as we really unravel the mysteries behind all the growing conditions of debilitating eye issues and diseases, and we're going to give you some natural solutions to help you prevent and heal. So it's such a pleasure to have Dr. Hache on the phone today and with us. So hello, John, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Cheryl. It's always a pleasure for me to work with you on and exchange this wonderful information that is helping so many people. And you're like an angel. Thank you. I think we all owe our well-being to these angels that come into our lives at different times and with information that we need. They say, hey, look and you shall find.
Well, I want you to know that the technology that I use based on our previous interviews, which we'll talk about, the microcurrent technology, has been so profound for healing people that I've worked with. And particularly, John, I've been using it with people who have had lots of scars from surgeries of various sorts, and it has been miraculous in opening up the energy flows and just allowing people to find such release from all the effects, which we have talked about previously, all the consequences from having incisions and scar tissue that develops. And I'm so grateful to you because I have really incorporated in my practice with great success. People are so happy with the results they get. So just kudos to you and, you know, much gratitude for what I have received through the work you've been doing in your research. So I wanted to let you know that great things are happening because of my introduction to the microcurrent technology. So thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Like I said, you know, we need angels like you out there to guide people. Like you said at the beginning, you know, knowledge is power. Lack of knowledge is the opposite.
Yeah. So, you know, I look around, John, and I see so many people developing cataracts, macular degeneration, glaucoma. There's even, you know, cancers showing up, melanomas in the eyes that never really existed before. We're really overwhelmed with how the eyes are being affected by our environment, by our lifestyle, by our diet. Everything that's going on right now is affecting the great vulnerability that exists within our eyes. So let's, before we go into the eye situation, I think it would be really helpful for everyone listening if you could explain what microcurrent technology is. And we're going to be talking about how to apply microcurrent technology to help prevent and reverse some of these eye conditions. So let's start with explaining what is microcurrent technology.
Microcurrent is what your brain, what your heart, and what your 100 trillion cells communicate with or through. We have to look at, it's almost like looking at a new medical model, where before the medical model was simply based on tissue is a passive material. It's there's not much difference between tissue and the material in your blanket. But what was the reason why I'm saying that is because we're not even thinking about the essence of life itself. And so microcurrent is that life form that permits communication between every one of your cells, which permits communication between your heart, your brain, and your cellular network. So, and microcurrent is the same frequency that your body uses. So it's not something that is strange to your body that forces it to go into fight or flight or forces it into a stressful situation when you introduce it. It's something that it accepts almost like water. It says, oh my gosh, I understand what this is. And what happens when disease starts to set in is when communication between these cellular networks starts to break down. This is when we start seeing different diseases happen. And I'll explain what happens with the eyes, for example. If you take the single cell that works, the cell that works is a cell that is able to secrete, to make copies of itself, and to wiggle and jiggle and do all the things that a cell does. And to be able to do all of those things, it actually has a resting potential of 25 millivolts. It may go up to 50 millivolts when it has to repair and come back down to a resting potential of 25 millivolts. That's in a pH of 7.0 to 7.3. And so pH and the cellular and the healthy cell are equivalent. When the pH starts to drop, so does the electrical potential of the eye. And we know that the electrical potential of the eye must be maintained for it to work properly. The cell, any cell in the body, needs to repair many, many times. So And so the same rule applies to every one of those 100 trillion cells. So that's pretty well, in a nutshell, what microcurrent is and what it does.
When we're talking about the electrical potential of the body, are we talking about direct current? Is that the same as microcurrent when we say?
Direct current is, when we talk about direct current, we think about batteries, for example. If you take a battery and you have a positive and a negative pole and you have electrolytes that move from one pole to the next, and that's what we would call a battery. Now your cell operates in the same way. A single cell has a positive and a negative side, and the electrolyte is sodium potassium moving through the cellular membrane. So yes, a cell is a battery. And yes, it does produce direct current.
Right. So the use of microcurrent is a way to facilitate healing on many levels in the body. Can we just touch on the many ways that introducing microcurrent into the body can help resolve and certainly help lessen some of the symptoms and issues going on?
It certainly can. When we look at, like I mentioned, one of the problems that the body has is sustaining a proper pH, number one, which is not evident, because how do you know what your pH is? Now you can measure your pH by getting these little strips, pH strips. You can get them in a health food store, either saliva test or by peeing on this little strip and comparing it to a color code. It can actually tell you what your pH is at any given time. So your pH is telling you basically what your electrical potential is. So it needs to be, if you're checking out your urine, you'll be somewhere around 6.8. 6.8 is a proper pH, and that would tell you that your body's cells are operating at an optimal rate. Now, what microcurrent also does, if you check out anywhere, any of the PubMed or Medscape or any medical nomenclature on microcurrent, the first thing they'll tell you is that microcurrent actually increases blood flow. Now, that might, to some people, say increases blood flow, but what does that do? By increasing blood flow, we may automatically increase nitric oxide. Nitric oxide, what that does, and some are familiar with Viagra, it actually opens up the blood vessels, increasing the amount of oxygen that is delivered to the cells. Now, how important is that? Is that the more oxygen we introduce to the cell, the more ATP, or energy, we produce. The more energy we produce, the more energy we have to create new cells. And when when the oxygen in the blood slows down, then the bugs start to wake up, and they start looking at the menu, and they say, oh, guess what's on the menu today? It just happens to be you. So that sore throat or those pains and aches that you may have may be, bacteria waking up. Otherwise, they stay asleep. We have more bacteria, maybe 500 times more bacteria than we have cells in our body. So it's important to keep them, the sleeping dogs, lay.
That's so important. I mean, it's lack of oxygen that has been demonstrated to contribute or to cause so many of the chronic diseases that we're facing right now.
Yeah, and the pH, of course, we know that, and we've probably heard it said that if you could maintain and sustain your pH, that you would never see diseases happen. You never see cancer appear. You never see bacteria appear, because bacteria need a lower pH to thrive. Cancer cells are the same. So viruses, bacteria, cancer cells all need a lower pH.
Right. So when we introduce a microcurrent, be able to, through a microcurrent device, increase the flow of the direct current into the body, we're also increasing the oxygen levels of the body on a cellular level, and also then affecting the pH levels.
Yes, and when you increase blood flow, you're also increasing lymphatic movement. Although that's connected to your diaphragmatic movement. This is why we need exercise as well, because your diaphragm, unlike your heart, is the pump for the lymphatic system. And what the lymphatic system does, it delivers nutrition to the cells, and it takes out the garbage. If you take cataracts, for example, cataracts are basically garbage in the eyes. And how do you build garbage in your eyes? If you look at your eyes, for example, how dynamic are those cells when you think about it? Oh, my God, the eye opens and closes so many times, depending on the work we're doing. We're doing close-up work. We work on computer screens. We're reading books. We do a lot of close-up work. So a certain portion of the eye is being used, and these cells, the rods and the cones that make up your eye, need to be exchanged every 24 hours. And when you're exchanging cones and rods, you're building up garbage that needs to be taken out. So when the garbage builds up, then we're going to start to see cataracts appear. It means that we're not getting enough lymphatic movement, we're not getting enough blood flow movement, and we're building up garbage. We're not taking that out.
Are cataracts inevitable, John? I mean, you know, you look at the senior population and, you know, cataract surgery is, like, so popular these days. Everyone's getting cataract surgery because all these cataracts are appearing. Is that a normal part of aging, or is that from our, you know, toxic lifestyle, toxic diet?
It's funny because that Harvard study actually said, strangely enough, let me go see an eye doctor, an ophthalmologist. This is one of the problems. It's the same problem with you and me and everybody else. You go see a professional, you go see a specialist. They check out your eyes. You sit down and you have a little discussion. And the discussion usually revolves around glasses, right? That is either glasses, surgery, or a white cane. You know, they're going to fit you for one of the three, or maybe all three. You never know. But nobody ever comes up with causal factors. Nobody has ever told me in the eye industry anything else beside the kind of glasses that I'll be needing. Nobody has ever said, John, the problem we're having here is that we're starting to look, and if you look at the macula comes from Latin, meaning yellow. And what do you know in nature is tinted yellow? You can tell me that. It's the, you know, carotenoids.
Uh-huh.
If you look at beta-carotene, if you look at lutein, exoxanthin, zeaxanthin, all of these substances give the deep yellow tint to anything, which means that when we're starting to lose the color of our macula, we're starting to lose nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And the National Eye Institute has mentioned it, and they've come up with a list of nutrition that we should be, of supplements that we should be taking, to be able to reverse a lot of these eye diseases. The studies also say that if you start delivering nutrition to the eyes, increasing blood flow to the choroid, which is that the irrigation, if you will, of the eyes, that we can reverse a lot of these problems. But no eye doctor has ever sat down with their patient and said, we can reverse this. We need, your eyes are starving. We need to get more nutrition to your eyes. We need to get more blood flow in there. We need to get more lymphatic movement. Has anybody ever said that in the eye profession?
No, not really. No one that I ever went to.
No, it doesn't happen. Yeah. It's almost like a dentist to say, "Well, we need to." Put in some fillings. We need to do some root canaling, but nobody ever says, I think that we're having a problem with certain forms of bacteria that are building in your mouth. We need to get rid of this bacteria or neutralize it, or or do something to be able to change that. Or you should brush and floss more often.
And, you know, we don't think of our eyes in the same way as we think about the rest of our body as, you know, reflecting the nutritional status or the overall health of the body. For some reason, we just assume either age is going to have its effect, it's inevitable, or, I don't know, people think maybe bad luck, you know, but that connection with nutrition and other ways to enhance the body's ability to function is really not talked about very much, if at all. So
it's
we don't have
about
a lot of options.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's because we go straight to see our specialist, and our specialist tells us, you know, they fit us with glasses.
Yeah.
That's it. They say, come back in, and we'll put you for new glasses next year, the year after. I've even seen it where, this was kind of funny, but like my wife Lori has 4 children, and they all wear glasses, right? So now Lori and I were married 20 years ago, and we have a 16-year-old daughter. So the daughter goes in, and they said, you better bring your daughter in. And so automatically the ophthalmologist says, well, we better fit her for glasses or because her siblings all have glasses. And Lori had to say yes.
That's a stupid yes. comment right there. Time to go to another doctor.
Hey, surgeons do it all the time. You know, they do it with breasts. They do it with all kinds of things.
Wow.
It's got to be age-related or genetic disposition.
Yeah. Do you see cataracts occurring in younger people these days or other
conditions? Yeah, they're starting
that
to see them younger and younger.
Yeah.
And we're looking at, you know, nutrition. Nutrition is a big deal. Also, delivery of the nutrition is a bigger deal.
Right.
We see, it's funny, I got some people where you might hear some thumping in the back here. I've got some people that are landscapers are actually building some stuff for me in the back yet.
I understand.
We timed it just right.
So, we won't talk about hearing on this show today. Stay on the eyes.
Funny noises. Your ears are all right.
So, John, what about glaucoma and macular degeneration? Is that occurring in the younger population as well?
Well, seeing macular degeneration is appearing in much sooner than it should. We're seeing cataracts starting to appear much sooner than they should. We're seeing all kinds of things. One of the things that is happening with the younger generation, they're spending a lot more time on computers and on cell phones. It's fine, and they are putting much more demand on their eyes than our forefathers, people that came before us, a long time before us. I'm saying a long time before us. And it seems to me that even my father, my grandfather, they didn't wear glasses.
Yeah.
I don't remember my father, even my mom, ever having glasses.
And the other effect is from the EMS, which I know you talk about, and the exposure to all our Wi-Fi devices, which is of course just increasing in intensity, causes all this oxidative stress and free radical damage and inflammation. So we are really stressing our eyes in a way that never existed before in the history of humanity, as well as other health issues. But our eyes are so vulnerable because we're staring at those screens all the time and, you know, just in the presence of that field when we're working on our, whatever, our phones or computers, tablets, whatever.
Yeah, there's some, we don't smoke, and I think smoking and all these things were participated in a lot of the problems that we had before. But younger children, we're seeing an awful lot of degeneration of the eye, and we're seeing a lot of nearsightedness. and you get nearsighted when you're not looking at longer, at further distance. They're spending too much time at close distance. When was the last time anybody told you, well, here's what you want, we want you to do? You're spending a lot of time in your books, you're studying, you're doing a lot of universities, academics, and what you should be doing is you should be going outside and you should be looking at distant areas. You want to look at the mountains, look at the forest, look way beyond, look at the stars, look at things that are far away so that you're using another portion of your eye.
Right. Wow.
So these are all things. It's kind of funny, you know, we're going to have to teach our children how to use their body parts, their eyes.
And just getting outside, just getting natural light. I've done a few shows on the importance of light and exposure to light and how light is such, and exposure to sunshine is such an important piece of supporting the body's ability to function optimally. So we live 97% of our time indoors now, something like that statistic,
yeah.
Which is a really bad idea for our health.
Yeah, I think that I'm seeing when we measure in my office, we do a lot of measurement on what I would call the meridians or channels of conduction throughout the body. And what I'm finding is that people are really autonomic nervous system on. They are sympathetic. They are stressed out of their little minds. And it doesn't only happen like during the periods of school and university, but it keeps on going even after that. So stress is a big deal. And what happens with stress is that your stomach shuts down. Your digestion shuts down. When we look at what we call alpha, for example, the alpha brainwaves, the alpha frequencies that our brain produces, is what comes out of the ground is alpha, 7 to 12 hertz. We don't spend enough time barefoot outside picking up free electrons from the earth, which are in that 7 to 12 range, what we call earthing. We spend an awful lot of time indoors on wooden floors. We use high quality footwear that separates us from the earth, and we're not doing anything to shut down the constant stress. Constant stress will shut down our digestive system. Even if we're bringing in the right foods, we're not able to break those proteins down. It's like sending a spaceship to Jupiter, trying to get to get nutrition into you get it into your mouth, sure, you get it into your stomach, yeah, that's guaranteed, but will your stomach break those proteins down that we need to make new body parts? When we are stressed, the hydrochloric acid in your stomach is set aside, and that energy to transform food is put into the fight or flight response instead. So what we need to do is we need to teach our children and we need to teach our people how to live or how to control stress, how to put it on like a cloak, use it when you need it. Otherwise, it's all right to eat, sleep, digest, assimilate, and repair, which is what we call the alpha range of frequencies. But most people are in that beta state where they're in constant stress. And I worry about electromagnetic fields are participating in this in stress itself. And we're seeing 5G coming in on board, and that's going to be like everywhere, everywhere, in every house. Everybody's starting to get, they're getting Google turn off the lights sort of signal, you know. Or Google do that. So everything is being what I would call like interconnected, so that you now rely on the frequency to shut down your furnace or to turn on the air conditioning, to turn off the lights, to do all of these wonderful things that sound so cool, but at the price is it will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
All these cool things.
So that's
things,
why. That's why I wanted you to talk about what you are doing with microcurrent and how microcurrent and the devices, the little handheld devices, the personal devices that people can get, can have applications that support the healing of many things. So we're talking about the eyes and all the conditions that are affecting us, which are many. We're suffering from things like eye fatigue and spasm, and people have dry eyes, and people have I'm dealing with astigmatism since I was a child, and then we have the cataracts and glaucoma and detachments and macular degeneration, and I mean the list goes on and on with all these eye issues. But through the use of technology, and we'll talk about the supplements as well, because I think nutrition to the eyes is really critical, and I take daily eye nutrition to support my eyes. Is vital. I think it should be like part of our daily vitamins. But so we'll talk about that, and then I want you to talk about the Avazia Life, which is this microcurrent device for the public. Anyone can have it in their home, and there are attachments that you can put on it or into it, connect to it, that do different things. And you recently brought out these goggles that allow the microcurrent energy to go right into the eye area to support healing. So what have you seen with people who have used these goggles? And maybe just explain what they are first, and then what have you seen?
The idea is to take microcurrent from the device, your microcurrent generator, if you will, and use a connection. It's a wire that connects to these goggles, and the goggles, what they do is they have these little spots around them. They're not goggles that you see through. When you put them on your eyes, you close your eyes, and what they do is they there are little like puncture points around your eyes. Like we've all heard that. Your liver, your gallbladder, for example, connect to your eyes. In Chinese medicine, is very well known. Stomach, gallbladder, liver, all of these points that you have around your eye actually help feed the eye meridians energy. So what we want to do, remember what I said at the beginning, you need to have a proper voltage sitting at your eye. These cells need to have a charge of 25 millivolts to be able to support vision, to be able to repair, to replace the worn out cells. They wear out very, very quickly. The more dynamic a group of cells are, the more they need replacement. So so to be able to maintain that electrical charge at these cells, we need to be able to stimulate them. So this is what the goggles do. They do two things. Number one, they maintain that electrical charge. And number two, they increase blood flow to the choroid. They bring blood flow and nutrition to the eye. That is one thing. Just with the goggles by themselves. And we've sold, oh my God, hundreds and hundreds of pairs of these, and people are, everybody's talking about how these are supporting their eyesight. And eyesight is the most precious of our senses. I mean, the last thing that you'd want to go is your eyes. And so what you can't wait until your doctor says, oh, you're going to need glasses, but he's not going to tell you what you need to do to prevent blindness, to prevent what they're calling age-related macular degeneration. It just turns out there's no such thing as age-related. It's only nutritionally related, and it's blood flow related, and it is environmentally related. It's got nothing to do with age-related. So the goggles then attach to the Avazia Life unit, and they will bring the nutrition to your eyes.
Through increasing the voltage. So
increasing the voltage and increasing blood flow.
Right, increasing blood flow. So then if you increase blood flow, you can bring nutrition to the eyes. Because they're very, very teeny tiny little capillaries, right? I mean, that's the problem.
Right.
They are
micro circulation is they are the smallest of the blood vessels. So much red blood cells almost have to line up like a, you know, like in an Indian file to be able to get to these cells.
So when you use microcurrent, it opens up.
It vasodilates. It opens up the blood vessels. Yeah.
Right. Vasodilates, and it's going to increase the flow, the blood flow into all the areas of the eyes.
Exactly.
Well.
And
so,
there's a right below. Yeah. If you look at the retina in the eye, and you look right below the retina, what supports the retina is actually blood flow.
So when people are under stress and create free radical damage, how does, which of course is going on all the time, and we talked about the Wi-Fi and the 5G, and that, you know, I've had guests talking about how they're so concerned because the Wi-Fi world we're in is causing massive amounts of free radical damage. So the eyes have become so vulnerable. Can you talk more about how free radical damage is affecting our eyesight and the health of our eyes?
Yeah, definitely. Well, free radicals are what I would say is like the garbage. when anything comes in to your body, let's say a splinter or anything that is strange to the eye, the eye will assemble what we call white blood cells that carry oxygen-rich cells that will release their oxygen to break the bonds of the intruder. The molecular structures then are changed into something that is harmless. But when your body does that, you need that oxygen to break down the invaders. But once the invaders are broken down, what do you do with the garbage that's lying around? These are what we call free radicals. And the free radicals need an electron to be able to balance everything out. And the problem is getting those free electrons and to neutralize free radicals. The best way to do it is actually delivering electrons directly to the area that needs them, because electrons delivered in this way, you're not relying on any other way to be able to get them into past barriers. So you can deliver these free electrons directly through the eyes without having to pass through your digestive system.
Just think if you go to your optometrist or optician or ophthalmologist, whoever, and they offered all of these strategies for healing, to truly heal, it would just be a different world. It'd be a totally different world.
Well, I have a lot of friends. You and I have friends in the medical field. And it's funny, when I sit down and I talk with all these people, a lot of them they come into our courses and they take the training. I remember one of them being very upset and saying, why did I not learn this when I was a young doctor and I came out into my practice with the idea of helping people? He said, and all that we were offered were pharmaceuticals. And pharmaceuticals have their limit. And I'd ask him, have you healed anybody with your pharmaceuticals? Not yet. We don't heal people. Yeah. We treat people. I said, what does treat mean?
So what have you seen, what have you witnessed in your clinic and in your practice or with other practitioners who you've trained?
Oh, my gosh. They call them miracles. A miracle is just something that you haven't seen yet. Once you see it, it's no longer a miracle. It's an expectation. So I have high expectations. We see pain that has been chronic for 25, 35 years disappear. I've had people come in with a cane that had been on medications for 35 years. In a 20-minute treatment, he put his cane aside, walked down the hallway totally normally, totally naturally, and he said, I don't believe this. This is 35 years I've had this pain. I've been taking meds twice, three times a year, a day, and for 35 years. And a distal device actually did this? They couldn't believe it. And we actually have these testimonials that we put into YouTube and on our website, so on and so forth. We have seen pain. We have seen people that were on narcotics. Their pain is so bad. Just by clearing scar tissue, we're seeing people reverse their problems.
It's
the devil is in the details. And it's the details that have passed us by for so many years. Like, which medical doctor talks about scar tissue? When I talk to surgeons, they tell me, oh, the best scar is the one on the ankle because that's the one that doesn't show. But they don't say scar tissue is important because it can interfere with intercellular communication. No surgeon has ever said that. Because nobody in school taught them that.
That's why I was so impressed with the microcurrent device, which the home one, or I guess the one that's for the lay audience, which is the one I have, the Vazia Life, because it's a professional unit. But there's one that is so effective, that's the Vazia Life, the one I've been using since I first met you several years now. Is one of the most important what I call resources you want in your home. It's like everyone, if it's up to me, I would give everybody some devices and technologies that they could use for themselves and their family, look after themselves, because we have to start looking after ourselves if we want to get healthy. And the microcurrent technology fascinated me because of all the things I learned from you and how it could help with pain and how it could help regenerate conditions and skin and collagen and how it can dissolve scar tissue. And now the thing that really fascinates me is how this additional goggles that an attachment that attaches to the Avazia in the form of goggles that you put on your eyes is able to really support the healing of eyes. Can you share a little bit about some of the eye healing stories that have come across in your clinic?
I think a lot of it has to do, it's kind of funny, I had one person come on. We did a live session on Facebook the other evening. And some people came online to give testimonials to what they were doing. And one person came out and they said, I use the goggles and my tinnitus is gone. And my eyesight has improved. I said, your tinnitus? What was the connection? I said, well, when you think about it, the cranial nerves that actually give you your eyesight. Cranial nerve number 2, cranial nerve number 3. And if you look at hearing, is also part of the cranial nerve complex. Stimulating the cranial nerves via the eyes, the goggles, will possibly do something like that. So tinnitus disappeared when they started using the goggles. They
as
are
well as
everybody
eyesight
now,
improving.
Yeah.
Can
I think we still have that session. Actually, we recorded that session on Facebook, so it's available. What we've done is we have a room for private members. Now, why do we have a private member room? It's quite simple. If you saw a couple of people outside fighting, pummeling each other, quite possibly the police would be called in and they'd be taken away. But if you put them into a ring in a private club, they can actually pummel each other to death, and then you'll probably have policemen sitting in the audience as spectators. So the private room permits us to be able to talk about things that you would not be able to talk about because of FDA ruling. So we have a private room where people actually talk with each other all day long.
Can people apply to get onto that private Facebook page?
Yes. You go to the SannaShop.com.
Let me just spell that for people. It's
SANA shop.
SHOP.com.
Or you go to, you can also go to Facebook, but you go to the Santa Shop. The Santa Shop will lead you to wherever you need to be.
Okay. I want to go back to the goggles because it fascinates me. What about cataracts? Can cataracts be improved? Their condition be improved? Can they be reversed with use of the goggles? Do you know?
You can, if we have cataract vision 20/50, means that what you can see at 20 feet normally, you should be able to see at 50 feet, right? If you have 20/50 eyesight, we can reverse cataracts. If it goes beyond 20, where
not,
you go, if you can't, if you're 18,
chronic.
If you're 18 and below, then you go in for surgery. But if you have 20/50, we can still reverse it.
Right. So you catch it early, so to speak.
Yeah.
And what about other conditions? How about people who are myopic or, dealing with, eye fatigue or dry eyes, things like that?
Yeah, dry eyes, things like that are fairly easy to control. Myopia. What I did is I wrote a manual on eye care that people can get a hold of. I think it's still being offered for free if you go onto the site.
Okay, so that site is, while we're talking about the site, is your site, which is painfreeforlife.com.
Painfreeforlife.com or thesantashop.com. You should be able to, I think we have different blogs down on Painfree for Life. I have bloggers, I have people that we hire that actually I write the material and they put it onto the social media for me.
I have to say the free booklet you've put together has so much information. It's so valuable. I've learned a lot from going through it. So that's wonderful that you've put so much time and effort into it and you're giving it away for free. And I definitely encourage people to download it. And it's at painfreeforlife.com or thesannashop.com.
Right, because it really gives
hope. It gives hope for people, John, who are really struggling with their sight, who are really dealing with, the deteriorating condition of their eyes. Just a couple more things, and then I want to go into the nutrition because we talked about that and we want to give that information.
Yes.
But for more, detachments, for retina detachments, do the goggles help with that as well?
Retinal detachment is still connected to blood flow.
It's all connected to blood flow.
It is.
Macular degeneration, glaucoma, everything.
And glaucoma, you'll find pressure in the eye is that as well. And it's where you have the vitreous material in the body, in the eye, turns to more liquid. And the material in there actually sends a reflection. And in the reflection, we see are floaters. Glaucoma is connected as well to body alignment, believe it or not.
Really? Interesting.
Really? We're looking at Condrot, Gary Cannon, all of these eye doctors that go outside the box. They'll actually tell you body alignment is the first thing you want to do to get rid of glaucoma.
Wow.
And
so
you can do that
with
the
cranial sacral work?
Yeah. No, the Elijah Life will do it for you within 5 minutes.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Wow. That's fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about nutrition and what people should be taking or what supplements should be taking to support eye health.
Yeah. Well,
your
the
favorite
nutrition, the National Eye Institute came out with a program a while back, and it had to do. I think they were interested in age-related macular degeneration that they call AMD. In AMD, there was a list of supplements that came out in what they call the AREDS and AREDS2 research. So the age-related eye disease study is what AREDS means. And it's kind of funny, right at the top of the AREDS, there's a little paraphrase here that says, perhaps the gradual loss of vision in many older people is not an inevitable consequence of the aging process. And this was written by the Harvard researcher by the name of Dr. Max Snodderly, a PhD, head of the laboratory at the Shepherd's Eye Research Institute. Gives you reason for new hope. Okay. And the substances nutritionally that they came out with was vitamin C, believe it or not, is the top of the list. And we're looking at 500 milligrams of vitamin C. The other one was vitamin E. And the other is zinc and copper. And the other was lutein and zeaxanthin. Lutein and zeaxanthin is what gives the depth and the thickness of the macula. We put
that's
all
so
of these things together in and omega-3 oil, one of the most important.
Uh-huh. I mean, all these are so available. They're so inexpensive.
Oh, yeah.
That there's no reason why people shouldn't be including these nutrients in their diet on a daily basis. I certainly do.
Yeah. And there's no reason for it. I mean, we have, you know, we put packages together so that people can get good quality omega-3. You can't take just a supplement and say, I've got everything in there. You won't find a supplement with 500 milligrams of vitamin C, 400 units of vitamin E, 80 milligrams of zinc, zinc oxide, 2 milligrams of copper, cupric oxide. You won't find these things in a supplement that you find in a pharmacy.
Right.
But these are the minimums that AREDS came out with, the National Eye Institute. 10 milligrams of lutein, 2 milligrams of zeaxanthin, and omega-3.
So for all my listeners, if you're not on a nutritional program for your eyes, you really want to think about that and find a program and start incorporating it on a daily basis because you need to start looking after your eyes right now, whatever the age you are, or help reverse the conditions. And I want us to talk about the Avazia Life, the microcurrent device that was designed for people to, lay people to have, anyone listening to have.
To be able to get all of these nutrients into the eye.
Yeah. So that's a big story. It's like you get the nutrients, but if you're dealing with damage to the eyes or free radical damage, lack of blood flow, for whatever reason, exposure to stress, from looking at screens, from the environment, from just things going on in one's life, that you're not going to be able to get those nutrients into the eyes unless you open up and have that circulation increased. And that's where the Avazia technology comes in. So I want people to, a couple of things. I really suggest you go to the website painfreeforlife.com, or you can go to the store part of that called the SanaShop.com and download the ebook that John has written all about the eyes and the effects of the eyes and how the eyes can be healed and how this technology can help. And then if you're interested in learning more about getting the Avasya life with the attachment for the eyes, which is from these amazing special goggles that were created that have circuitry that the current flows all around the orbital areas of the eyes, so you're stimulating all of these points around your eyes, then if you're interested, John is offering $100 off, discount, off the Avasya Life device. And if you want to get the attachment, which is a separate cost, it's $60 off for the goggles. And, you know, it's the best investment one can ever make. And John, you all, when people buy the unit, they also get instructions on how best to use. You actually have a whole book that you, a thick, big book.
Well, yeah, we have books. We have a website. We have Facebook support groups. We have people that talk to each other. We are information rich.
Right. So if people decide they want to invest in a device like this, they'll be able to learn how to use it, how to set the different frequencies, and certainly how to use the attachment for the goggles so they can start healing their eyes right away.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get it. I'm getting that. I'm getting the goggles, John. I want to save my eyes. I want to do anything I can to optimize my health for the rest of my life.
It's the most precious thing you have. I mean, if you want to know if it, how precious it is, ask anybody who's blind.
Yeah.
Not born blind, but somebody who's gone blind.
Right. I know. I see it. You know, I see people who have diabetes, what's happening with their vision. You know, they're going blind. I say with my relatives. And to me, just the way I think, as I invest in supplements, I invest in technologies that I use on myself and share with friends, because our health is the most precious thing we have, and our sight is the most precious part of our health that we have. I really understand that. So that's why I'm so grateful to you that I found you and that you've been teaching me and that I've been sharing this with people. And that's why, you know, we're sharing this today. This is amazing, amazing technology that can reverse so many health issues with the Avasya Life device on its own. And then when you get the attachment with the goggles, that's focusing on the eyes, on healing the eyes. And I think that's phenomenal,
right.
Just phenomenal. So, you know, we're at the end of the show. I just want to give your website again, which is painfreeforlife.com. And if you want to go directly to the store to order, another option is the sana shop.com, or you can do it through Pain Free for Life. Check it out if you have questions. I'm sure they can email you questions, John, and you can, you know, help advise people. But I, you know, it's very exciting that there's technology that can actually help us to prevent and reverse many of these health conditions affecting our eyes. So I am forever grateful to you, John, for the great work you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much. A little message to everybody out there. If you, you know, if you're listening to Dr. Salman, and if you want to be an angel as well, you want to share the information to other people, help them prolong their most precious eyesight. You know, it's not. There's nothing age related. Everything is really related to knowledge. If you have the knowledge now, there's no reason for you to ever lose that precious entity that you have. And thank you for listening.
Oh, that's a great way to end our conversation. Thank you so much, Dr. John Hishay. And all to all of you listening, thank you for joining me on another great conversation on what women must know. And until next week, remember to always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.